By 1990, no Australian child will be living in poverty.
We apologise for the laws and policies of successive parliaments.
In the winter of 2015, Australia turned to face itself.
Be the Change, Mondays at noon on Yarra Valley FM 99.1. Good afternoon and welcome to Be the Change today. It is wonderful to be here with you this afternoon. And yes, as Greg said, it is raining spotly out there. And the drive in from Lilydale today was a little bit damp, and people seemed to be taking that into consideration, which makes a bit of a change. Sometimes I've been up here and people have been quite speedy on the road up. Anyway, today we've got a good show ahead. We're going to start off with having a look at a social justice song that I'm pretty sure everyone's heard of. And then we'll be chatting with Karina Stone, who is someone who you might know from her work on a very famous program around the place called Yarrangis Life TV. And she's also a student studying community service, and so I thought we'd get her on today and talk about that and find out why she's doing it and what's going on. Anyway, the format today is I just wanted to sort of talk about this particular song. And if I start to talk about telling you a little bit about it, I'm pretty sure you'll understand what song it is pretty quickly. It's a song by John Lennon. And he had lots of good songs, but this is probably one of his more famous ones, and it's a political message, sugar-coated in a beautiful melody, as someone's written. And he believed it would a softer approach would bring in a wider audience, and would listen to the message, which is, if you want peace first, then you have to imagine it. And apparently he attributes the idea to Yoko Ono, who was his wife, and she apparently published a book called Grapefruit, and was a book of instructions and drawings. And, he's attributed that. He recorded it and with Yoko at their estate in England, and with a bunch of guys, including Phil Spector, Klaas Voorman, Nicky Hopkins, Alan White, and played it to, because he wasn't confident, played it to a few guys, and they said, oh, it's pretty cool, you better do something with it. And so that's why he finally released it. Now, interesting enough, Yoko was never attributed as a co-writer, and even though John actually said that he wanted to, and that apparently he did a radio interview with Andy Peebles for the BBC 2 days before he was murdered that said that Yoko was the co-author. And then Yoko was announced as the songwriter for Imagine in a ceremony in 2017, where she was given the Centennial Song of the Century Award for her contribution. And apparently it was released in 1971 and climbed to number 3. And in the UK, they didn't release it as a single, but it was put out on their Christmas piece. Anthem. It was not put out. Rather, they concentrated on Happy Christmas, War is Over. In 1975, Imagine was issued as a UK single for the first time, reaching number 6. Then soon after Lennon's death in 1980, it was re-released in the UK and hit number 1, and 1981, where it stayed for 4 weeks. And then it was replaced by Lennon's Woman, making it the first time an artist himself on the who had replaced himself in the top UK charts since the Beatles followed She Loves You with I Want to Hold Your Hand. Lots of people have covered it. Yolanda Adams, Oasis used the piano intro in their song Don't Look Back in Anger. And in 2002, the song came in number 2 on a poll by Guinness World Records as Britain's favourite song of all time, and it was edged out by Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen. And it's returned to the top 100 three times in the 2000s, thanks to Jack Johnson and the Glee cast. And other artists who have covered it have been Joan Baez, Bruce Hornsby, Ray Charles, Eva Cassidy, Our Lady, Peace and a Perfect Circle. And if you've seen Forrest Gump, you'll know that there's a scene where Gump is apparently sitting next to John Lennon, and he talks about a place where there are no possessions and no religion, implying that Gump gave Lennon the idea for the song. Anyway, and if you've ever tried to play the song backwards, apparently the message is, you know, people war beside me when you reverse, imagine all the people. There you go. Lots more information. There's a stack of stuff here talking about when it was played. Particularly, one of the things interesting was that it was played at the opening ceremony for the 2018 Winter Olympics in Pyeongchang, South Korea. And four singers from that country performed Imagine. And they all represented different genres and people from the country. So it was pretty interesting. And had to do with something to do with uniting the countries together. So there you go. And lastly, Ben and Jerry's ice cream have got a ice cream flavor called Imagine World Peace, which is a caramel ice cream mixed with toffee cookie pieces and chocolate peace signs. So there you go. Imagine by John Lennon. You're back on Be The Change on Yarra Valley FM, Voice of the Valley. Hope you enjoyed Imagine there by John Lennon. It is not a long song, but it's got quite a very powerful message. And it's going to be, it was the first of some of the songs I want to feature each week on social justice issues and songs of protest and things like that. So if you have any suggestions, I'd love to hear them for some songs. I've got a list of ones that I want to do, but if you have one that I've maybe not heard of, I would love to have a listen to it and see whether it fits in with what we're going to do. So, yep, send them in or give us a call here at the station. All right. We have the very lovely Karina Stone here with us.
Hello, Neil. Thank you for having me.
Hello. The microphone's not working, but there you go.
It's not? Hello.
There it is now. Yep.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for coming on.
No worries.
Now, people might know you from somewhere. Where would they know you from?
Hopefully they would know me from Yarra Rangers Life TV.
And what do you do there?
I am one of the presenters.
Yep.
And I read the news every week. So, yes, with my co-host Pat, who's joining us in the studio today.
Yep, he's lurking around.
He's lurking around, yes. Yes, so we're community broadcasters in the Yarra Valley, and we cover all the local events in the Valley and the Rangers.
That's right, and we've had Pat on the show earlier and talked about what you guys do.
Yes.
Now, you've been with the show for how long?
A little over a year now. So, yeah, I wasn't actually expecting to last this long on something like, local media. I thought that's something I might just try and see how it goes and then, just have my fun and then leave. But I have stuck around. I absolutely love it. It is the best job in the world.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And you do a fantastic job and, get to visit lots of things and see lots of things happening in the Valley.
Yes. We're always meeting new people in the community.
Yep.
We're always discovering, local charities and organisations that are doing so much wonderful work. It's a big part of the reason that I am doing this course now.
Ah, well, that brings us around to one of the reasons I have you on the show today.
Yes.
Is what course are you studying?
I'm doing my Diploma of Community Services.
Ah, and if people remember, that's what I was teaching last year at Vauxhall TAFE.
Yes.
And it was funny because I didn't know Karina was doing it, and it was there for the induction halfway through the year, I think it was.
Yes.
And I heard Neil coming from the audience, and there was Karina.
He looked at me like, what? Who's this crazy person?
Sitting there, we're listening to me and some of the other teachers talk about what the course is going to hold. So welcome. And talking about the course is what we're going to talk about today.
Yes.
And find out some more about, why you did it and things like that. But, do you think it's worked with the Yarra Rangers Life TV to sort of marry the two together?
100%.
Yeah.
100%. Like I said, doing the show was a big part of the reason that I ended up studying, doing this course, because I never really felt connected to community. In my life, for some reason, I always felt like it was them and me. But as soon as I started working with the show, I realized that I am part of the community and that there are all these other people that are out there doing this amazing work and connecting with these people. So that was part of the reason that I went ahead and did the course. I was like, I love being a part of the community, and it is an amazing community. The Yarra Valley and the Rangers are full of amazing people.
Yeah, yeah, very much so,
people.
Yeah. And that's one of the things that I think you guys do, is you feature such an incredible diversity of things, and there's always something going on. So there's always content for the show and lots of stories for you guys to cover.
Yeah, absolutely. Even things like the little markets, just like the little Upway and Belgrave markets, where there might be 20 stalls. Within those stalls of people selling their little homemade items and things, there's always community groups that are there volunteering their time to make a difference.
Yep.
And it blew my mind how many people are actually out there doing that work.
And I guess it's just really amazing that everyone's got a story, really, isn't it?
Yeah,
there's
absolutely.
It's amazing, all these stories out there.
Absolutely.
All right, well, listen, you and Pat have picked a few songs, so we'll go to the first one, and we'll come back and find out some more about the course.
Awesome.
Don't you cry. don't you take it so hard now, and please don't take it so bad. I'll still be thinking of you and the times we had.
Karina, when did you start the course?
So I started the course halfway through last year.
Yep.
So I've only done 6 months worth and just starting back this week to go back into the second semester.
So what days do you go?
Thursdays and Fridays.
Oh.
Yes, at the Lilydale campus.
Lilydale campus, yep.
Oh my gosh, that place is so good. It's just a beautiful, relaxing environment.
You haven't been up there lately? They've been...
they've been doing construction, have they?
Construction work up there, yeah.
Great. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Okay, well...
Sorry.
Yes, thanks for that. No, it's a great campus.
It is, yeah.
And just the staff have been really lovely and supportive. Oh, my gosh, our teachers.
Who have we had?
We had Sarah Eldridge.
Yep, she's coming back. Yep.
She's coming back?
I don't know if you'll have her, but she's coming back.
Yeah, no, yep. I don't think we do have her, which actually crushes me. She is a wealth of knowledge, woman.
She's actually a good friend of mine.
Is she?
Yeah.
Not surprised.
Yeah.
Yeah, you both do great work in the community. But she actually changed a lot of my views that I had coming into the course.
Oh, really?
So I'll tell you something that you probably wouldn't expect this about me, but I came from a very right-wing background.
Yep.
So my family were very... conservative, right wing, probably a little bit, a bit too far right. And I took on some of those views. So I actually came into the course and into the diversity class with Sarah Eldridge. And I said to her, I think I need some of these views changed. Teach me.
Before we go on, what is the course that you're actually studying?
So Diploma of Community Services.
Yep.
which is a fantastic course.
Yep.
And I'll tell you in a little bit about.
All right, keep going then.
Some of those subjects that when I saw them blew my mind. But yeah, diversity, that one class changed a lot of my views from where before I did that class, I would have said I was right wing, and now I would say I'm probably moderate to left leaning in that.
Wow.
I've just changed a lot of those, I suppose, ignorant views.
Yep.
Learning about Aboriginal culture and things like that.
Yep.
Such a sacred culture.
Yeah.
I went in there like a sponge and very flexible. I said, change my mind, please. I think I need my mind changed. And she did that.
Fantastic.
Mm. She was a great teacher.
And that's a good subject. I remember teaching that one and thinking, it's got such a broad range of things and it gets people to really think about where they are and who the community they live in.
Yeah, and to remove a lot of the judgment and preconceived ideas about people. That was a very life-changing subject for me.
And it's funny because one of the students that I had, I won't say his name, but he announced to me when I started that subject teaching that he was a former neo-Nazi.
Wow.
And we were thinking that hopefully that course helped change his mind on a few things.
It does. It opens your eyes, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I was also fairly, I was kind of anti-feminist because that goes along with a lot of right-wing views that were drilled into me. And that's changed as well. Learning about the statistics about women in domestic violence, which I used to kind of scoff at and say they were made up, totally changed my mind on all of that stuff. So
you still get on with your parents then?
We don't talk about politics anymore, put it that way, or religion for that matter.
Yeah, I'm the same. I don't talk to my dad about some things. He's a bit conservative as well.
Oh, they're wonderful people. They're wonderful people, but sometimes people do just get stuck in one way of thinking.
Yeah, that's right.
And I try and live my life being very open-minded, like genuinely open-minded, like change my mind if I'm wrong.
Yeah.
Change my mind.
Well, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
And what was it about the course that attracted you? Was there probably other courses you could have done? What was particular about that one that it was about?
Well, one of my dream jobs, apart from being a singer, was to be a counsellor because I had counselling from when I was 13. I had some anger management counselling. Apparently, I used to try and bash my brother a fair bit. So I got sent to Anglicare in Croydon.
Yep.
And I had an amazing counsellor there, Rebecca. She helped me. She was probably the catalyst for me becoming very, I suppose, self-aware and heavily into personal development from the age of 13. It's a very impressionable time.
Yeah.
And then I had this lady probably changed my life more than anyone, Michelle Hughes. She was a counsellor from Youth Services in Lilydale. And I started with her when I was 18. And I saw her for 2 years and she linked me up with Anchor in Lilydale.
Yeah.
Who helped me move out of home and move into my own house and linked me up with a whole bunch of services. So those two counsellors really were a big influence for me wanting to go on and do counselling. However, when I looked into it, it was going to be $10,000 and take, I think it was 4 or 5 years or something.
Yeah.
And I was like, I just can't do that. Like, I can't afford it. So I kind of left that dream to the side and I went into doing sales and that kind of thing. Which is very, I did telemarketing for almost 10 years, which is kind of kills you inside getting hung up on and abused for 10 years. And then after a very difficult couple of years, the last few years I lost my best friend to suicide and 2 weeks later another friend attempted suicide whilst I was there. And it was like the universe kind of broke me open. And when I was in a pretty difficult place, I had a conversation with a girlfriend who said, I'm going to go and do a diploma of community services. And I said, what's that? And she brought up on her phone the subject list. And I had a look at the subjects and I saw counselling was a subject. I'm like, are you kidding me? And it's at Box Hill in Lilydale. And there was also a subject called communications, which you would know about.
Yep.
And the last few years, I bang on to all my friends about communicating and how important it is to presently listen to people and actively listen and give people your time. And I was like, are you saying I can go to TAFE and study the thing that I talk about all the time to my friends? And so we did it. We started together.
Fantastic. Yeah. So she's doing the course as well?
She dropped out, so decided she couldn't balance it with her kids and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
She's going to pick it up again, I think, later, at the end of this year. But you couldn't kick me out of it if you tried. Like, I love it. I love it.
Excellent. Well, it's good to hear. All right, let's hear another song. You chose Missy Higgins.
I did.
The Special 2.
Oh, yes. Oh, I better dedicate this to Pat too. I'll be in trouble. Days.
'Cause I don't feel that I deserve the sunshine's rays. The darkness helped until the whiskey wore away. And it was then I realized the conscience never fades. When you're young, you have this image of your life, that you be scrupulous and one day even make a wife. And you make boundaries you'd never dream to cross. And if you happen to, you wake completely lost. But I will fight for you. Sure that I will fight to wear the special two once again. And we will only need each other. We'll bleed together. Our hands will not be taught to hold another's, 'cause we're the special two. And we can only see each other. We'll breathe together. I remember someone old once said to me, the lies will lock you up, with truth the only key. But I was comfortable and warm inside my shell, and couldn't see this place could soon become my hell. So is it better to tell and hurt, or lie to save their face? Well, I guess the answer is don't do it in the first place. I know I'm not deserving of your trust from you right now. Oh, but if by chance you change your mind, you know I will not let you down. 'Cause we were the special two, and we'll be again. Outside my mind's eyes for a minute, and I look over me like a doctor looking for disease or something that could ease the pain. But nothing cures the hurt you bring on by yourself. Just remembering how we were. Special too. And we could only see each other. We'd bleed together. These arms would not be taught to need another's, 'cause we're the special too.
You're listening to Be The Change with Neil Taylor, right here on Yarra Valley FM 99.1.
And that was Missy Higgins. All right, and we're talking to Karina Stone, who is studying a community service diploma at Box Hill Institute here in, and not here in Lilydale, at Lilydale on the campus there. And you're in your, you've just done one semester, isn't
yes.
it?
Yes, yes.
And you would have done things like diversity, communications.
Mm-hmm. Advocacy.
Advocacy.
Legal and ethical.
Legal and ethical, what a joy that was, that subject.
Hey, it wasn't actually that bad. I thought it was going to be a lot more boring than it was.
It was a very dry subject though.
I found the ethical dilemmas really fascinating.
Yeah, yeah. I enjoy talking about the ethical stuff.
Yeah. Legal stuff, not so
yeah, the legal
much.
Stuff yes. is a little tight. But
yes, true.
But the ethics and presenting some ethical dilemmas for people and getting yes. them to discuss it. So, yeah.
Yes. Advocacy was a brilliant subject as well.
Yep.
You realise when you study that how many times in your life you have advocated for people and how many people are advocates without really, I suppose, using that label.
Well, interesting enough too that how much you advocate for yourself in life and how
yes.
even just, you know, for promoting yourself, I guess, and standing up for yourself in a situation is advocating. So yeah.
Self-advocating, yes, indeed. Very important.
Very important. And so you've got 6 months and you've got what are the two... It's a big thing that you've got to do this term.
Well, I've got to do placement.
Yes. What does that mean?
Oh, it means, I suppose, contacting a bunch of organisations and trying to find the right place to do my placement.
But what's a placement?
Okay. Oh, so placement, you have to go and actually work in the sector. And your assignments and things are then based on your work in wherever you end up doing placement, whether yep. it's a, you know, I'd love to work with Anchor because
yep.
they helped me secure yep. my housing. So I've got that lived experience in yep. talking, whatever you call them, talking marks. They say lived experience. They say it's not that important, but I think lived experience is extremely, extremely important in community
help.
Services.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'd love to work with Anchor, but very competitive, very hard to get into. So we'll see. We'll see.
Well, you've got to remember Anchor doesn't just do homelessness stuff. They also do foster care.
Yes.
And within the homeless area too, there's also the youth homelessness and
yes.
the other services they run too. So you might find you can contact them and have a chat with them.
Never know. Never know.
Who knows?
Whatever I end up doing, if I'm in a role where I'm making a difference
yep.
in someone's life, I think that's the most important thing. I'm actually reading a book at the moment called Lost Connections, The Real Reasons Behind Anxiety and Depression. And the things that they talk about, there's a few different points. There's like 9 different factors that really they say cause anxiety and depression. One of the biggest things is meaningful work. So doing work that is monotonous, that you don't get celebrated for, that you don't have creative control over. They say it kind of kills you a little inside
like
every day, like telemarketing. that's something you don't get celebrated for and you get yelled at about. But to be able to do meaningful work is food for the soul. So, once I discovered that this course existed, it blew my mind and I knew straight away that this is what I want to do. You know, you don't have to work a day in your life if you're doing something that you love.
That's right, yep. And I'd agree with that. That's something I believe too.
Mm.
And the two placements this year, and it's probably the hardest two subjects, the two semesters.
Yes, I've heard.
Yeah, the last one is the toughest one, I think.
Yeah, apparently you can get very emotional.
Yeah, you've got some heavy subjects.
Yeah, and some real heavy role plays as well.
Yeah, well, they bring in actors to help with those.
Yeah, yeah. They do.
There's like family violence is one of the subjects they're
yes.
discussing.
Yes.
So
I'm very much looking forward to that
yeah.
one too, you know.
So it's interesting, but I've had, as you know, I used to teach it, and so yes. some of the kids, or not the kids, the people going
students,
back, to, the
yeah.
students going back this year, they're all quite anxious. I've been talking to them about how they're feeling about some of those subjects. So there's a little bit of a anxiousness there, but I think they're all looking forward to getting there and getting it done.
Well, I think it probably wouldn't even come close to comparing to the real world.
No,
you know,
no.
And we have to be. I know they're apparently very good actors and they never break character.
Yeah.
So that'll be really eye opening. But you know what? If we're going to work in community services, we have to be prepared.
That's right.
For that kind of thing,
yeah.
don't we?
And that's where the placement helps too. You get put into
yes.
some real situations and get to meet lots of real people. And
yeah.
I think, you know, from my experience, you will do very well because you have a gift of the gab and you're
Thank
also
you.
You're able to relate to people. So
yeah.
you can put
Thank
people
you.
At ease. So
Absolutely. Yeah. Yep. Thank you, Neil.
All right. Well, let's go to another song that you picked, Sarah McLachlan and Angel. Is this dedicated to anyone?
No, this is a song I used to cover, and it always made people cry. It's a very emotional song. So by Sarah McLachlan, one of my favourite artists, very moving song.
Excellent.
All your time waiting for that second chance, for a break that would make it okay. There's always some reason to feel not good enough, and it's hard at the end of the day. I need some distraction.
To Be The Change with Neil Taylor, right here on Yarra Valley FM 99.1.
We've been chatting with Karina Stone and hearing all about the Diploma of Community Service work at Lilydale TAFE and the reasons Karina started the course and how long she's got to go. So, when do you start back this year?
Thursday. Yes, this Thursday.
Are we excited?
I'm very excited, yeah. I'm really looking forward to going back. I've missed it.
What subjects?
So we've got, I know we've got case management, mm-hmm. which I'm really looking forward to because that's something I would like to possibly get into.
Yep.
I know we've got family violence prevention.
Yep.
I'll have to have another look at my course list. yeah. I know we do have some really good subjects coming up, although I think we have OH&S.
Oh, that's but it's managing OH&S. It's not so much OH&S.
Right, true.
It's managing OH&S.
Still probably not one of the most riveting.
And it is a very dry subject
yeah,
too.
Yeah, is it? Okay.
It's not a long subject, so you're right.
Yeah.
But that's the difference. It's not OH&S so much as managing OH&S.
Right, which is totally different.
Yeah,
well, what I've found with this course, as you would know, is that they train us to be managers and supervisors. We're not trained to be just a worker. So, like everything that we've learned in our course material has included, you know, these. If you had to make a decision in this situation, how would you, you know, because you're going to be the decision maker, you know, yeah. You're not going to be the person running around grabbing coffee, or you might be, but you're more likely to be directing and making really important decisions. And, you know, those ethical decisions too, where you have to use your discretion.
Yep. And it's amazing how, I just found it amazing to see how people's faces, and I'm sure you have done it too, is mm-hmm. was when you start to realize how a number of the subjects click together.
Oh, totally.
And, you know, different aspects of this course will sort of mesh together to form how you should be in a situation.
Absolutely. And not only that, in like life in general, I mean, communications is a subject.
Yeah.
I think everyone needs to do that. You know, everyone.
Yeah.
Because communicating is a part of life, and a lot of people don't know how to communicate. But especially in community services, you know, you've got people, very vulnerable people coming to you. They could be potentially in life-threatening situations, escaping family violence, or, you know, homeless. They could have health issues. And you have to be able to empathize, and that person needs to feel comfortable opening up to you so that you can provide the help that they need.
Yep.
So...
And how have you gone with the role plays?
I love the role plays.
You love them?
I love them, yeah.
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, I know. Well, I think because everyone else is like, oh, I feel embarrassed, you know, it's being filmed and I don't know how to act, and I'm used to being on camera, I'm like, whatever, you know.
Yeah.
But also I do try and take it seriously, and as everyone does in my course, I have a great bunch of students that are alongside me, which is awesome. But I do try and take it seriously because... You know, in less than a year, we're going to be in these situations.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Well, even on your student placements, you're going to find yourself in some situations where you'll need all those skills.
Yeah.
And, I think the role plays are so incredibly vital to practice and to sort of, you know, to have a look at how it works and things like that. So it's good to hear.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and they're quite fun sometimes too, I think.
They
are.
And as we've gone on and done more and more role plays, because you do them in a range of different subjects, I've noticed people in the class... relaxing into it a bit more and really getting into character, which is awesome. And when you see, you know, you might be given a certain dilemma that you have to solve in your little groups, in your role plays, and then we go around the room and share all our different outcomes, and it's amazing how different our perspectives are.
Yeah.
And it does make you realize that when you are in the workplace, everyone is going to have a different way of thinking, and you have to be able to collaborate and come up with the right solutions.
Yeah.
It's a fantastic course. It's unbelievable.
So you'd recommend it?
Oh, 100%. I mean, I could be biased because it's just right up my alley, but honestly, I think it teaches you important life skills as well. So I love it.
And you've grown, you sound like you've grown through it too.
Totally. Yeah. I've changed so much, so much. I mean, I've always been a really good communicator, I would say.
Yeah.
Pretty good at empathizing and that kind of thing, but... Yeah, that diversity subject really changed my mind on a lot of things, and it's been eye opening too. You know, Graham Adair came in and shared some child protection stories with us that were fairly, moving and eye opening. So it does make you see the world a little bit differently.
I think that was probably the value of having practitioners teach.
Yeah, absolutely.
I noticed that. I could tell a story that from my own experience, and that seemed to have more impact than a lot of the theory you'd be discussing.
100%. Yeah. That's one of the things I've loved the most about this course. Sarah Eldridge, her stories.
I should have quite a few. Yeah.
But it helps you to learn. It helps you to absorb the information. It's so relatable the way she tells it. The stories are just fascinating. I don't think this is a a class that could be taught by someone who hadn't worked in the industry. I think that would be impossible.
I think so too. Yeah. All right. So what's next? What's next for you? When you graduate, what do you hope to do?
Well, I still haven't exactly worked that out, because they do say when you come into this course that you'll go in with one idea of what you're going to do, and then by the end of it, it'll be completely different. So I'm still very open-minded. Case management is something that does appeal to me, working one-on-one with people, being able to use my counselling type skills, helping people to achieve their goals. That really, I don't know, it appeals to me because you're making a direct impact on someone's life.
Yeah.
But I'm, as I said, I'm open-minded and looking forward to how it all turns out.
Now, do you think the course has helped you with the stuff that you do with Yarra Rangers Live TV?
Yeah, 100%. 100%. Yeah. It just goes hand in hand.
Yeah.
It really does. Like I said, working with the show has helped me feel connected to community, because we're out and about meeting people like yourself. I mean, we came to your Holy Fool's 10th anniversary dinner.
Yeah, yeah.
All the amazing people that showed up that have done so much great work. It all just flows together. So yeah. I plan on continuing working with the show whilst I study, and yeah, hopefully, you know, we can even use the show as a platform to help people. That's what we try and do anyway, but hopefully we can continue that.
Well, I think one of the values of the show is that it does demonstrate and put out there a number of the stuff that's happening in the community. I mean, I really think that we forget, as you mentioned, how connected we all are, and how often we don't understand what's going on around us. There's lots of things going on all over the place, you know, and there's lots of things, activities for people to get involved with.
Yeah, volunteering, food for the soul, life-changing. It's actually, I think, or not even just volunteering, but helping other people is an ingredient that everyone needs in life, regardless.
Yeah, well, giving of yourself.
Yes.
All right, let's listen to you one more song, and then we'll say goodbye.
Sounds good.
How long will we take to come undone? If you know the answer, tell me now, and I'll write up a calendar for our countdown. 'Cause what if what we see is all we've got? We'll say you've kept some fire aside to say surprising night, and say you've locked some fire away to set light to miss some surprising day. Any day now. How come? I'm now on a road holding out my thumb. If you know my destination, please, well, buy me the fastest car and throw me the keys. 'Cause what if what we see is all we've got? Say you've kept some fire aside to set night to miss some surprising night. Say you've locked some fire away questioning the reasons why nothing beautiful does.
Well, that's been the show today. Hope you've enjoyed it. Thank you for Karina joining us today. Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much for having me here, Neil. And also, guys, tune in tomorrow, Yarra Rangers Live TV, the midweek wrap with all the local news and weather will be up.
Fantastic. All right, we'll catch you again next week.